Tama! Today, we introduce to you Dwight Lyman Moody. Sino nga po si Dwight Lyman Moody, or also known as D.L. Moody? D.L. Moody was born sixth child of Edwin and Betsy Houghton Moody in Northfield, Massachusetts on February 5, 1837. Dwight's formal education ended after fifth grade, and he rapidly grew tired of life on the family farm. He left home at age 17 to seek employment in Boston. Si Dwight Lyman Moody ay unang nagtrabaho sa isang retail shoe store na kanyang uncle na si Samuel Houghton sa kondisyon na attendin siya sa Mount Vernon Congregational Church.
On April 21, 1855, Edward Kimball visited the Houghton shoe store. Nakita niya si Moody na nag-aayos sa stockroom noong araw na yun. Kimball shared the love of Christ. Moody accepted the love of God and devoted his life to serving Him.
He was a Sunday school teacher for Chicago's children and the local Young Men's Christian Association.
Moody's desire was to reach the lost youth of the city, the poor children with little to no education. Soon, the Sunday school grew, and on February 28, 1864, the Elino Street Church, now the Moody Church, opened in its own building with Moody as pastor.
Every child is a miracle from above. Psalm 127 verses 3 to 4 say, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands.
And in Proverbs 22 verse 6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Let's all together pray for the children and youth.
Let's pray. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, Panginoon, Lord God. We praise you, Panginoon, Lord God, and we worship you, Panginoon. Lord, we praise you, Lord, for the life and legacy of D.L. Moody, Panginoon. And we thank you, Panginoon, for gathering us this morning, Panginoon, to pray for the children, Lord God. And Lord, as we come to you, Panginoon, cleanse our hearts, Panginoon. Linisin mo kami, Lord God, sa hindi glorifying, Lord God, na pagpapahalaga at pagtrato namin sa mga bata, Panginoon. Forgive us, Father, for taking them lightly, Panginoon, and for not seeing and loving them the way you want us to, Panginoon. Forgive us, Lord God, for feeding them, Panginoon, with the things of the world, Panginoon, than your word, Panginoon. Forgive us and cleanse our hearts, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace and for your mercy, Panginoon. Lord, ngayon po, dinadalangin po namin sa iyo ang mga batang kulang, Panginoon, at hindi nakakaranas ng edukasyon, Panginoon, Lord. Nasa magulang pamilya, Panginoon, o mahirap, Panginoon, na sitwasyon, Panginoon. Lead us, Panginoon, to these children so they will be led to you, Panginoon, Lord. We ask that you give us desire, Panginoon, like the desire of Moody, Panginoon, Lord God, the desire to reach out to these children, Lord God, and we ask, Lord God, that you give us heart for them, Panginoon. Teach us, Lord, to love them the way you have loved us, the way you have loved them, Panginoon. Give us eyes, Panginoon, to see and look at these children, Panginoon, with the vision, Panginoon, of them advancing your kingdom, pastoring a church, and going to missions, Panginoon, as you hold them, Panginoon, as you send them out, Lord God. And Lord, we ask that you touch them, Panginoon, with your spirit, Lord God, so their lives, Panginoon, will also be transformed, Panginoon, as they get older, Panginoon. And Lord, we also pray that you rise up and mold a true disciple within them, even at young age, Panginoon. Naniniwala kami, Lord, na wala sa edad ang iyong pagkatawag, Panginoon. And we entrust to you every child, Lord, even our Sunday school, Panginoon, Lord. Let our Sunday school, Panginoon, the kids zone, the chapel, Panginoon, birth out a church of you and a church for you, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord God, for the life of every child. Truly, Panginoon, it is a joy to be with children and to be reminded, Panginoon, of a childlike faith that every disciple, Panginoon, should have in our journey with you, Panginoon. Continue, Lord God, to bless them, Panginoon, be with them as they grow up, and I pray, Lord, that as they grow up, may they also grow in love, Panginoon, with you and your word. Bless and protect every family they belong to, Panginoon. And you provide for them, Panginoon, Lord God, everything they need, Panginoon, as you mold, Panginoon, as you create in them, Panginoon, a disciple, Panginoon, of you, Lord God, that will really go out, Panginoon, and will really rise up, Panginoon, to your name, Panginoon. Salamat, Panginoon, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
So, God, Lord, Heavenly Father, Panginoon, we glorify you, we honor you, O God. We lift up your name on high, O God. Lord, right now, we ask for your forgiveness, O God, dahil marami po sa mga kabataan ngayon ang nawawala sa kanilang dapat na lakaran, Panginoon, at nawawala, Lord God, sa pag-ibig mo. Lord, tinataas namin mga kabataan sa aming henerasyon, O God. Marami po sa kanila, Lord God, ang mga naghahanap, O God, at naliligaw ngayon, O God. Lord, bring them back to you, Panginoon, and bring them back, Lord God, to your love, O God. Open their eyes, O God, to see you, and we pray, Lord, that they will find you, Panginoon. Tulungan mo rin po kami, Panginoon, na kilusa dito, Lord God, mag-intentional kami, Panginoon, to share you, Panginoon, to share your love, O God, to share the gospel, to share the truth, Panginoon, para ikaw naman po, Panginoon, ang may taas, Panginoon, at may paglaban, Lord God, nila, O God. And Lord, right now, Panginoon, dinadalangin din po namin, Lord God, mga kabataan, Lord God, na narinito sa Crossroad Church, O God, we pray, God, na use them, Lord God, their passion, their talents, O God, their gifts, for your glory alone, O God. And Lord, pag-apuyin po, Panginoon, ang kailang mga puso, Lord God, na naglalamig, Panginoon, yes, and bigyan mo po ulit sila, Lord God, ng pusong handang sumunod sa iyo, O God. Katulad, Lord, nung araw na una ka namin na-encounter, O God. O Lord, we cry out to you, Panginoon, the youth of our generation, O God. Lord, sila po ay narapat sa iyo lamang, Panginoon. And ngayon, Lord, we come to you, O God, giving you thanks, Panginoon, dahil, Lord, binuksan mo ang aming mga mata, Lord God, to see you, Panginoon, and to pray for your children and youth, Panginoon, Lord God. Lord, salamat po for keeping us, Lord God, to your hands in this world, O God. At salamat po, Lord God, na sa lahat po ng aming dinalangin ngayon, Lord God, ay ikaw lang po, Panginoon, ang siyang maitaas, Panginoon, ang siyang maluwalhati, O God. We love you, O God. We give you all the praises, O God, and glory, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Maraming salamat ka, Alab, sa pagsamang manalangin ngayong umaga.
See you mamaya 4 PM para sa ating part 2 ng Synchronous Praying.
Kita kids! Good afternoon, mga ka-alab! Kanina sa ating 9 AM Synchronous Praying, nakilala natin si D.L. Moody at ang kanyang journey as a Sunday School teacher. Ngayon naman, taranat balikan natin ang kanyang journey on how he shared the gospel to different people ng walang pinipiling sitwasyon. Moody's connection with the YMCA proved a useful tool in his ministry. With the Civil War approaching, the Union Army mobilized volunteer soldiers across the North. Camp Douglas was established outside of Chicago, which Moody saw as a great evangelistic opportunity. While ministering in Chicago, Moody and his wife met a woman named Emma Dreyer. She is a successful teacher and administrator. Moody was impressed with her zeal for ministry and her educational background. He knew that women had a unique ability to evangelize to mothers and children in a way that men never could. And so Dreyer as just the person to help him encourage this group. Moody asked Dreyer to oversee a ministry, specifically to train women for evangelistic outreach and missionary works. Under Dreyer's leadership, the training program grew rapidly, and so did her desire for this ministry to reach men as well as women. D.L. Moody is unstoppable. Kahit sinong ma-encounter niya na tao, bata, youth, professional, soldier, mahirap, mayaman, panahon ng gera, o kahit anong sitwasyon, he will share the gospel. God chose us and appointed us. Remember, mga ka-alab, sabi ng Bible sa 1 Peter 2 verse 9, "But you are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light."
Sama-sama nating ipanalangin na tayo ay maging tapat sa kanyang pagtawag sa bawat isa sa atin.
Let us pray. Hallelujah, Lord God, we praise you and we worship you, O God. And we acknowledge your presence this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, for you are forgiving. You're good, abounding in your love and faithfulness to us. Right now, teach us, Lord, to be faithful to you also. May we devote our lives in serving you, spending the rest of our time in the ministry, and becoming an instrument while someone's life is being transformed, restored, and healed by you. And Lord, nilalapit po namin ang mga taong hindi pa nakakatanggap ng iyong regalo, especially po sa mga police and military personnel ng Pilipinas. Salamat po sa pagbigay ng protection at kalakasan sa kanila, Panginoon. We pray, Lord, that you open up their eyes, hearts, and mind so they may know how great your love is. And use us, Lord, as your instrument to deliver the promise and the love of Jesus to them so that they may receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior and be saved. Make us unstoppable, Lord, just like how D.L. Moody ministers to the people. Make their heart full, Lord, and continue to reveal yourself to them. Continue to bless them, gabayan niyo po sila sa araw-araw po nilang trabaho. Give them the wisdom to do what is right and just according to your will. At ilayo niyo po sila sa anumang gawa ng kaaway. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Amen.
Right now, Lord, we lift up to you all the crossroad women and we thank you for their lives. May we never lose the desire to reach the lost, for we know that you've chosen us and made us for such a time as this. Protect us, Lord, from any works of Satan as you use us mightily like D.L. Moody and Emma Dreyer. Empower us to share the gospel in and out of season, whenever and wherever we are to anyone. Be it little children, youth, adults, whatever status they have or race they are, we'll do all this for the advancement of your kingdom because we love you, Lord. Bless all the passionate women in this ministry, Lord, and to yours be the glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.
Praise God! Let us continue to be faithful in serving the Lord and be unstoppable in sharing His word. Patuloy tayong mag-alab gagaya ni D.L. Moody on how we reach people and to share the gospel to them in and out of season.
Thank you, mga ka-alab, for praying with us this afternoon. Let us prepare ourselves as we hear His word mamayang 8 p.m. sa ating Alab Word Hearing. At sama-sama tayo ulit na manalangin at kilalanin pang mabuti si D.L. Moody mamayang 11 p.m. sa ating Alab Synchronous Praying.
See you, mga ka-alab! God bless!
Magandang gabi, mga kaalab! Kanina, nakilala natin ang ikatlong Mighty General ng Panginoon. Walang iba kundi si Dwight Lyman Moody. Siya ay isang Christian educator at evangelist. Natunghayan din natin ang kanyang pagmamahal sa mga bata, kabataan, kababaihan at maging sa mga sundalo. Ang buhay ni D.L. Moody ay kagaya din ng buhay natin. May mga pagsubok din siyang naranasan. Isa dito ay naganap noong October 8, 1871. Pagkatapos ng mag-preach sa kanilang evening service, malakas na tumunog at nag-alarm ang city fire bell. Sa araw na ito, naganap ang tinatawag nilang The Great Chicago Fire. Ang lahat ng naitayo at naipundar ni D.L. Moody ay nawala at nasunog. Matinding kawalan, pagkalungkot at pagsubok ang naranasan ni Dwight Lyman Moody. This fire forced him to check his heart and to reevaluate his ministry. Matagal na panahon na ang kanyang panalangin ay i-bless ng Panginoon ang kanyang mga plano. This time, sa pangyayari na ito, natuto si D.L. Moody na isurrender lahat sa Diyos at sumunod sa panibagong pagtawag ng Panginoon sa kanyang buhay. His call was to preach the word to the world. Alam nyo ba mga kaalab, noong June 1872, Moody made his first trip to the United Kingdom. In 1873, D.L. Moody and his family, together with David Ira Sankey, the musician, and his wife, they traveled from New York to Liverpool, England. Moody and Sankey, kasama ng kanilang pamilya, sila ay nananalangin at nagbahagi ng salita ng Diyos sa mga bayan at bansa na ito: Ireland, Scotland, Jerusalem, Italy, Egypt, France, Switzerland, Mexico, and United States of America. D.L. Moody inspired people to begin children's ministry and training schools for women. He did not care what denomination a person claimed. He just wanted the message of Christ to be heard. Ang resulta, isang matinding revival ang naganap sa Ireland at sa mga bansang pinuntahan nila. In 1879, bumalik sila sa Amerika and Moody opened Northfield Seminary for Young Women and Mount Hermon School for Boys with the same goal, to educate the poor and the minorities. In 1886, Moody Bible Institute was founded, of course, by the help of God and with the faithfulness and hard work of Moody and his disciple, Emma Dreyer. That same year, Moody assembled a large group of college students at Mount Hermon. Alam mo ba, sa conference na ito, nagmula ang Student Volunteer Movement for Foreign Missions. By 1911, it was estimated that 5,000 student volunteers ang galing sa Amerika pa lang. Moody's vision for the mission movement grew as it spread around the world to Europe and South Africa. Moody was a man of great discernment and a visionary who is always make a step ahead of the status quo. From training women to reaching out lost children and youth and bridging the gap between denominations. Throughout his life, Moody always found time to be with his family, making every effort to show his love and care for them. Mga kaalab, tandaan natin na ang buhay ni D.L. Moody ay naging matagumpay at pagpapala sa iba dahil sa habag at pagmamahal ni Kristo sa kanya at sa kanyang pamilya. Ano ba ang imposible sa buhay mo ngayon, kaalab? Kaalab, sa Diyos walang imposible. Ang sabi sa Mark 10:27, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Ating ipanalangin ang ating mga pamilya. Gamitin tayo ng Lord to do His calling to all of us, and that is to share Jesus to our community, to our nation, and to the nations of the world. Tayo pong lahat ay umuko at manalangin. Our Almighty God, our Creator, our Father, tonight we come into your presence. Dinadalangin po namin, Panginoon, ang bawat pamilya sa Crossworld Church, O God. Panginoon, kahabagan mo kami. Dalangin namin, O Diyos, baguhin mo ang aming puso. Gawin mo itong kagaya ng iyong puso, Panginoon, na handang sumunod sa Ama sa lahat ng panahon at sa lahat ng oras. Puso na kagaya ng puso ni D.L. Moody, na handang makinig, isuko ang lahat, ang buhay, ang pamilya, ang negosyo, maging ang ministry upang magpagamit, Panginoon, sa totoong nais mo sa aming buhay. Lord, amin pong itinataas sa iyo at dinadalangin ang mga ama ng Crossworld, Lord, ang siyang haligi ng aming tahanan. Panginoon, dalangin namin na magkaroon sila ng banal na pagkatakot sa iyo, that they will love you more than anything else and more than anyone else, O God, that they will be a man of integrity and faithfulness, that every crossroad father, Lord, will rise up, Lord, and follow you, Lord, with all their heart, their mind, and their souls, O God. Gamitin mo sila, Panginoon, na sila mismo ang manguna, Panginoon, upang ang buo nilang sambayanan ay maligtas at makakilala sa iyo, Panginoon. Tumibay sa pananampalataya, Panginoon, at sama-sama, Panginoon, maglilingkod sa iyo, O Diyos. Amin ding nilalapit sa iyo at dinadalangin ang mga ina ng tahanan. Lord, teach this woman, Lord, to submit to their husbands, O God, as they submit to you, O God. Help our mothers, O God, to be godly and prayerful, Lord, to always have a compassionate and loving heart, Lord. Isang ina na punong-puno ng pangunawa, Panginoon. Salamat po sa kanilang buhay. Lord, sa bawat anak na narito, na nakikinig, Lord, dalangin namin, Panginoon, na kami ay maging masunurin at marunong makinig at handang magpasakop sa iyo, Panginoon, sa iyong nais, sa iyong kalooban. Lord, bless every children in every family of Crossroad Church, Lord, in Jesus' name. Ingatan mo, Panginoon, ang aming mga anak, ang aming mga kabataan against the plot, O God, against the works of Satan, in Jesus' name. And bless our family, Lord, so that we can be a blessing, Lord, to others also. Strengthen the relationship of every family, O God. We pray, Lord, for love, courage, unity, and hope, Lord, to surround us every single day, Panginoon, na kami ay nabubuhay sa mundong ito. Lord, tulungan mo kami, Panginoon, na bilang isang pamilya, O God, maibahagi namin ang iyong pagliligtas, pagpapatawad, at kabutihan sa aming buhay. Dalangin namin, Panginoon, na ang aming buhay ay maging patotoo na isang tunay na pagbabago dahil may Kristo sa kanyang puso, Panginoon, na hindi kami malilimitahan ng pandemya. Patuloy naming ibabahagi ang iyong salita, mapa-online man pa ito, Panginoon, or on-site, sapagkat ang lahat ay posible sa iyo, O Diyos. Lord, we pray, O God, that we will be a family, Lord, that prays and shares the word and serves you together in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for empowering our families to bring the good news to our community, to this nation, Philippines, and to the nations of the world. May your name be glorified, Lord, in the lives of every Crossroad family. Now we are better, O God. We are stronger because we have you, and we are together serving you, our Jesus. Give us a heart, Lord, that is always ready to go and conquer the world for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that the family we have is a gift, and we are powerful together as a family because we have a God that is with us and for us. Reaching our community and the world is possible. Lord, this is our prayer and this is our declaration tonight, O God. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Salamat sa lahat, mga kaalab. Magandang gabi pong muli. Paalam. Good night.